This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I got a call from Gwyneth yesterday, and she had to talk to me, and she said, you know, over the weekend, it's terrible. It's terrible. She goes into USA Prepares withdrawal, and so I just want to share that with you, and I do too. We all love teaching here, and I just want to let you know, class, that Gwyneth has started a newsletter, and I won't be able to read very much of it. But if you want to get a taste of it, it's a subscription newsletter. You can go to patreon.com/Gwyneth, GUINEITH. And you can take a look at what she's beginning to offer. And she'll flesh that out on Wednesday with us next week. So Gwyneth has started a newsletter, patreon.com/Gwyneth, if you want to take a quick look. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy New Year. This is
really?
I've kind of worked out my calendar here. I think I'm going to take off until next year. So.
Wait. You got the whole committee to approve that?
Well,
or are you just going to do it anyway?
It was, we had two dissents, but they got outvoted.
Oh, okay. So you're taking off all until next year?
Yep.
All that time?
Yeah, but well, that's okay. We got 3 hours today, right?
Yeah. Plus okay. the offset, a 2 day time shift because of our time zone here in the this part of the hemisphere. So yeah, I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Well, Vince, we got a big class today, and just want to reiterate for the class that we both speak from our shared knowledge, and we've done a lot of things, but you're welcome to disagree with us. In fact, disagreement is good, right? I mean, that creates critical thinking.
Yeah, so, class, you can disagree, but we're not taking calls today because we don't have enough time to take calls.
Not taking calls, but we have a bunch of topics, so let's just jump right in. Sam Bankman-Fried is freed, and latest news is it's turned out he's had, over this year, regular meetings with the White House staff. We don't know what was discussed. Also, Vince, I didn't know. We knew his parents were involved. Did you know he had a brother who apparently was the White House emissary? So some of those meetings occurred with his brother meeting with aides to the president. So,
you know what's interesting about those? The pictures that you see of Sam Bankman?
Yeah.
Fried, his father's name, I believe, was Bankman. His mother's name was Fried, so that's where he gets the Bankman Fried from. But the interesting thing is those pictures that you see with those selected officials, those selected alleged representatives and former president like Bill Clinton and Tony Blair and former prime minister of England, United Kingdom, they're all happy and they're grinning like they won the lottery.
Yeah, that is funny. They're all happy. Wonder why.
All happy.
Wonder what just happened to their bank accounts before they were smiling like that after meeting with them.
I think, if you look at them, I think they actually hurt themselves with those great big grins that they had on their faces. I don't think they're grinning now. Now I think they're trying to figure out how they can Epstein-Stein him, and say that he killed himself in prison. I think that's what they're trying to figure out, because he's got the dope on the dopes.
That's correct, Vince. He's got the dope on the dopes. And I guess what this stands, I mean, let's face it, this type of thing's been going on forever, right, in politics. What stands out is the sheer magnitude of it. And the other thing that a lot of people aren't talking about is one of the ways they defrauded people was they created their own currency. So just like Bitcoin, they have their own FT tokens. I don't know what the current quote on them is. It's probably not very high. But they use that currency they created out of nothing to buy things that none of their investments did well. So it was a combination of money from three sources. They took depositors' money. So if you or I had bitcoins and you wanted to feel safe and deposit them with them, you'd give them to them to hold on to. Well, that was anything but safe, right? So that was one source of their funds. The other source was, and this really I found hard to believe, but Silicon Valley venture firms invested billions of dollars with him, obviously without doing due diligence. So that was the second source of funds that Sam Bankman-Fried got. And then the third source was just the money, you know, the money they made out, they made up from their FT coins, their tokens. So it's a combination of investor money, which is the worst, and hopefully some of that may get back. I don't know. I doubt people will get half of what they had deposited back. Then there was the investor money. That's probably all lost, Vince. And then there was the made-up money. And if you were, can I say, dumb enough to have owned some of those tokens, you probably also have lost everything. So he's free now. He's Vince, he's walking around Silicon Valley, so he's free. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting year in the news next year.
You know, I've been thinking about what you've been saying. I've been listening to every word, and it sounds to me, if I could put this in a nutshell, in a capsule, he made up a currency, got people to believe it had value, got people to deposit it into his system, charged them for transactions, made the equivalent of interest on the currency that was made up, and then use that to buy things.
Yeah, and just to be clear, his currency was just one of many that you could deposit in his firm. So most people had Bitcoin because that's the number one cryptocurrency. So people deposited their own Bitcoin into his company. Plus, if you felt really lucky, you could buy his currency as well and deposit that back into his fund. And of course, he had virtually an unlimited supply of his own currency. Vince, that would be like you or I going out in the farm and setting up a computer, bunch of computers and frame and plug them in because you need cheap energy, and creating, I don't know, what would we call it, Ozark tokens, and saying, you know, they're worth $1,000 each, and create $1 billion of coins and publicize them. And so that's what crypto is. I'm not saying blockchain isn't a great technology. I think we're going to use it in the future. But when you take it to create a currency backed by nothing, so anyway, so that's what was going on, Vince. And I don't know if there's enough years, you know, in a person's life for him to serve all the sentences he's probably going to end up with.
I think we ought to give it a good try.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and by the way, as we're saying this,
yeah,
I don't think he invented this. I think it was invented before he invented it. He just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't invent it.
I think it was invented by... I'm trying to think of that company's name, that corporation's name. I think it's Federal Reserve.
Well,
that's it. They invented it. They invented creating a currency out of thin air, lending it at interest to the federal government. And then when the federal government needed currency to pay the interest, the Federal Reserve had to create more currency and lend that to the government so that the government could pay the interest, which is ever increasing, which means that the Federal Reserve has to create more and more currency out of thin air to lend to the government. You know what it sounds like to me? It actually sounds like this could be an inflationary thing.
Yeah, well, Vince, there's one difference, obviously, for class, is that the U.S. government, as well as all governments across the world, they back their currency up with their back, you know, basically with the fact that they can print whatever currency they want. They have the faith of the government. And also, you know, I thought about this. The government owns huge real estate. Maybe they should sell some of it to pay down the debt. The U.S. government has, you know, trillions in assets. So that's one big difference. Sam Bankman-Fried, basically, the only hard, tangible assets he had were from his investors and from his depositors. And let's say that the depositors were crypto, then that's not so hard. But the investors gave him, I mean, this, like I said, this kind of puzzles me. Smart venture capital firms on Sand Hill Road, very close to where he's living now, gave him billions of dollars in dollars to invest in this enterprise. What were they thinking?
Would you say that Sand Hill Road is, you know, within maybe 500 yards? I mean, I'm just trying to think the flight path of, I don't know,
I don't know where he lives in Palo Alto, but Sand Hill Road goes right through Menlo Park and kind of butts up against Palo Alto. And
I'm being facetious, Bert. Yeah. I'm being facetious. I'm just thinking of the trajectory of a 68 grain hollow full metal jacket. You know, yeah. I'm not advocating violence, but I got to tell you, I think maybe a sure bet or an almost sure bet would to be having a fiduciary relationship with Sam Bankman and buying a life insurance policy on him.
Yeah. Well, you know, those venture firms are not that upset. I mean, I've looked at some of the statements. I've actually talked to a couple, and they're all downplaying it. Their comments are sort of like, well, that wasn't a major bet for us. It was a small position. They're all saying it was a small position and not significant. And in all truth, their business model is to invest in 10 companies. One or two makes it big. Most of the others either go out of business and it's a total loss, or they break even selling the assets. So their business model is that, you know, 90% or so of what they invest in, they know they're not going to make money on. So that's true. But you don't knowingly invest in something that's an outright financial scam. So that's still a little puzzling, because by definition, they could not have done proper due diligence. Due diligence is what we call, you know, the research you do. Look at bank accounts, interview key executives, look at corporate bylaws, look at people's backgrounds. Did they, you know, did they lie about their degrees? Did they things like that. That's part of due diligence. They obviously did not do the financial part of that due diligence, and that's sort of an egg on their face. And Vince, it's going to be an interesting story for 2023. But can you believe that Bitcoin ties into the power grid that we talk about often, and the weather, that they've slowed down creating new bitcoins because there hasn't been power because of the storms on the power grid. So that's another, you know, interesting tie-in of some of the topics we.
So what you're saying is, like, the governor of California might say, y'all best be turning off those computers on account of you're using so much electricity that we don't have. Knock it off.
Would, Vince, except electricity is so expensive in California. There's no crypto miners
Texas.
Here.
That'd be in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Texas, they would do something like that.
That's
y'all be shutting off your Bitcoin miners on account of we don't have enough electricity to charge those electric cars.
Yeah.
Y'all be knocking
when we
it
come
off.
Back, we'll talk about EVs.
This is insanity. This whole thing is insane, what's happening.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
God, grant me the courage not to give up what I think is right, even though I think it is hopeless. God, give me the courage not to give up what I think is right, even though I think it is hopeless. Admiral Chester Nimitz, World War II. Bert, back to you.
What battle was that from, Vince?
Now, that was a quote from Chester Nimitz, U.S.
Yeah,
Admiral.
But I mean, before what battle was he quoted, because, you know, it looked really dark in the early days of World War II, and then we just had a tremendous victory at Midway, and Chester Nimitz was part of the success of the genius that went on to planning the Midway battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thought. This is from Chester Nimitz as well, Admiral, U.S. Admiral Chester W. Nimitz. And this applies to USA Preparers. If you're not making waves, you're not underway. If you're not making waves, you're not underway. Chester W. Nimitz.
You know, in that, I know we're off topic, Vince, but one thing that I was taken by in the Battle of Midway is some of the early strikes, some of the carrier planes, they kept searching for the Japanese carriers, so we knew they were there. And many of those patrols went beyond their fuel that they knew they'd be able to come back to the carrier. So they knew that they were probably on a suicide mission because there was very little chance of being rescued if you crashed at sea. But they flew on, and those early patrols did find the Japanese carriers. And in the first wave, brave airmen gave their lives, knowing that we've gone beyond the fuel we have to return to our carrier, but we want to find where the Japanese were, and they did. And, you know, we owe the course of the war to the brave lives of those naval airmen who did that. And most of them were shot down, and others just ditched at sea. But what it did is it caused the Japanese to bring their fighters into battle. And then when our next wave hit, it was a combination of their fighters were down, plus they were changing whether, you know, they kept changing whether they wanted to strike the islands again or prepare for naval warfare, and they kept going back and forth. And so they were caught with, you know, bombs and things strewn on their decks. And so tremendous victory, Vince, but we owe a gratitude to those brave, those early in the first day naval airmen who sacrificed their lives so that we could win that battle.
You know, just as a another exclamation point, an Aggie would be an agricultural, a person pursuing agriculture. I guess I could be considered an Aggie. I'm a farmer. So an Aggie, you could say, equals farmer. And as a quote from George S. Patton, U.S. Army General, and his quote is, "Give me an army of West Point graduates and I'll win a battle. Give me a handful of Texas Aggies, and I'll win a war." That's General George S. Patton. So he's saying, give me an army of West Point students, graduates, and I'll win a battle. An army of them. But give me a handful of Texas farmers, and I'll win a war. And class, that's what's going to happen.
Did General Patton graduate from West Point?
I don't know that.
Or did, because you know, you didn't have to. I mean, there's other academies and of course ROTC and other ways to become an officer. So Vince, man, with all these storms, it's really putting electric vehicles up to the test, and they're not doing very well. And you know, I'm a believer in electric vehicle technology, and I think it is the propulsion of the future. But they're not doing very well in these winter storms, Vince, and you know, we'll discuss that when we come back from the break. But I think it's a combination of design, and people don't have the right expectations of cold weather performance.
I wonder if it's the marketeers running the show, or it's the accountants running the show, or the accounts, the salespeople, and the marketeers running the show. But obviously, the engineers are left out of the equation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week while vacationing in St. Croix. Disgraced GOP Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted lying on his resume after he won election in Long Island, New York. Representative-elect George Santos on Fox News says the lies don't matter because he's smarter than you.
No, it's not false at all. It's debatable. I can sit down and explain to you what you can do in private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners. And we can have this discussion that's going to go way above the American people's head.
The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for four people who were on board a helicopter that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday afternoon. The chopper was leaving an oil platform when it crashed roughly 10 miles offshore of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. That's the state's most southern point. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us. And, Bert, please continue.
Yeah, so Vince, there's, well, when it's cold, what happens in the EV is the battery just does not produce the same amount of electricity. In fact, in some cases, it could be as much as only half the capacity. Now, for class, think about how a heater works in a car. So if you have a regular internal combustion engine, sometimes we refer to legacy engines as ICE, you create heat by actually recirculating some of the antifreeze coolant into a separate section, which is the heater. So actually, in a normal ICE engine, your heat, it's free. In fact, it's helpful because you're cooling the engine, and it doesn't increase gas mileage or hurt gas mileage in any way. In an electric engine, Vince, for the purpose of class, how do you think we create heat in the heater? Well,
there's only two ways that I know of. One is to use a heat pump, meaning the air conditioning compressor, and take the heat from the atmosphere as the vehicle is surrounded by it and goes forward, or whether it's parked or not, use a compressor to compress refrigerant and reverse what would be considered the air conditioning system, meaning taking the heat out of the cabin. Instead, it would be taking the heat out of the atmosphere around the vehicle and dumping it into the cabin. That's one way. The other way would be with resistive heating. Those are two ways that I know of that would be considered.
Well, the first way you mentioned it, it works, and you might use that with a different fuel source. But if your source is the electricity from the battery, there's nothing more efficient than just using the electricity direct to a heater, which is 100% efficient. Unfortunately, that's draining your battery even further. So now you have an EV that's, let's say, maybe only half the potential range because the battery just isn't there because of the cold temperature. Plus, you turn on your heater, so you're draining your battery to heat the car and keep the occupants warm. So you might be less than half. You might only have a quarter of your range. So if the car had a 200-mile range, you might be down to really only 50. And if you think about a 50-mile range, that means you can only go 20 or 25 miles somewhere round trip. And that's what a lot of people are finding. And, you know, sometimes you look at the gauges and you realize you're not going to make it and turn around. Sometimes you're stranded. And then in the middle of a snowstorm, it's not so easy to find a charging station where you can bring your EV to be charged. So a lot of them have been abandoned and just, left there because they've run out of electricity. And also the storm brought up another interesting thing is that they were trying to move into higher and larger trucks that are EV'd, but turns out that in New York City, they tried to take electric trucks to use for snow plowing. And Vince didn't work very well. So I guess we have to go back to the drawing board on electric trucks to plow the snow. As I said before, the advantage of electric vehicles is inversely proportional to the size of the vehicle. So golf carts, we've been doing them electric for 50 years probably, Vince. But garbage trucks, snow plows, I think there's a lot to learn before that's going to be viable. So I have no idea why New York actually was converting 6,000 garbage trucks from gas to electric and then planning to also use them to plow snow in the winter. Vince, does that make sense to you?
Well, I'll tell you what makes sense to me. So you've got the fleet of garbage trucks with the hydraulic systems to raise the gate in the back, and throw the garbage in there, use the hydraulics to compress and compact the trash, squeeze those plastic bottles, bust them so the air pops out of them, make them smaller, so you get more trash per truck. That all makes sense. And what they did was they were initially powered by diesel fuel, which is obviously the best fuel for a garbage truck, because they run and run, and they go, like, I don't know, 50 feet and stop, go 50 feet and stop. And they do that for day after day after day, and they pick up trash with them. Now, they're heavy vehicles, and they have heavy axles, and they have typically four wheels in the back or eight wheels in the back and two wheels in the front for steering. So these are heavy trucks. And because they're heavy, they have been fitted with snowplows with hydraulic articulation, meaning raise the blade up, down, tilted to the right, left, you know. So it's the perfect vehicle to just stick a snowplow on, because you already have the fleet of vehicles. They're heavy. They know the routes. The drivers know the routes. Put a snowplow on and push the snow when it snows. Makes great sense to me. Well, exactly what you said happened in New York City. They did a little trial, and they got some of the garbage trucks. Well, they bought new ones. You got garbage trucks completely electric. They put the signage on them, green, lettering, green, skyscape, fully electric. Department of Sanitation, New York, loves clean air, okay? So they've got these garbage trucks. They're fully electric, and they set them out, and they go for about 4 hours, and then they can't go anymore. And so in the hot weather, they're going to try to run air conditioning, which is going to take more power, more electricity. The vehicles are going to run less distance. And in the cold weather, the guys operating the trucks are going to want to be warmed up, as you mentioned. It's not working. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They have a plan that was designed by a bunch of morons, know-nothing, people who were ignorant of the facts.
Yeah, so...
ignorant of the facts.
It
was ridiculous.
They've scrapped the idea of converting 6,000 garbage trucks from gas to electric. But what they have not scratched is an order for 7 electric rear loader garbage trucks custom made by Mack. And Vince, those trucks are still going to be delivered. Can you guess what an electric rear loader, so, you know, it's kind of like your normal garbage truck that most people see. Vince, can you in class guess what the price tag? And I assume this is wholesale because it's they're ordering.
I don't have to guess. I know what the price. I don't have to guess, Bert. I know what it is. It's $523,000 each.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable! So they're going to be
over $500,000 per garbage truck. This is insanity. But you know, there's a congregation of insane people in New York City. Bert, here's some more insanity. I got a call during the bottom of the hour break. Y'all know Kyle? Kyle is an electrician. He's a journeyman electrician, a commercial electrician. And he also, in a previous years, was a service manager at dealerships, multiple dealerships. He's worked at General Motors, and he's worked at Ford, and he's worked at Chrysler. And so he knows the automotive industry. He called me to tell me during the break, which I'm sharing with you right now, that it has been reported that Ford wants their dealerships to be able to service and diagnose electric vehicles. The price tag for the computerized equipment to do such is about $1.5 million. Two-thirds of the Ford dealerships are on board with this. One-third of the dealerships are not on board with this. One-third of the Ford dealerships are saying, no, we are not going to spend $1.5 million to buy the equipment necessary to diagnose and tune and repair electric vehicles. We're not doing it. That's one out of three said no to FAMOCO, Ford Motor Company. So there's a rebellion going on. Those are my words. Now, Kyle told me this. I looked it up. I verified it. It's absolutely true. You look it up. Do a search on Ford dealers not buying the computerized equipment to service Ford electric vehicles. Now, I got to tell you that there's a huge barrier to entry here. So our automotive shop here at the farm, if someone calls up and says, I got a Tesla, I got a problem, Vinny, can you help me? My response is, you said you have a Tesla and you have a problem? Well, you're absolutely right. You got a Tesla and you got a problem, and I can't help you. Do you know that Teslas, these electric vehicles, have special, Bert, they have special wheels. They have wheels that are designed for the minimum amount of aerodynamic drag. They have tires that are designed for the minimum amount of aerodynamic drag and internal friction, i.e. rolling resistance. Because if you put a regular tire on an electric vehicle, your distance, your miles per watt, you're going to go less distance. You've got to buy special tires, which are really expensive. They're like rubber bands on a rim. They are really, really low profile. They're really expensive. And frankly, we can't handle them with our top of the line Coates 7060 AX tire machine. This is a U.S. tire machine. This is a top of the line. We bought it used. We rebuilt it. But it can't handle those ultra, ultra low profile tires. You have to have special equipment. Just like Ford has to have special computers in order to handle these things. Bert, this is a nightmare on gigantic proportions brought to us by a bunch of ignorant people.
Yeah, Vince, can your shop handle hybrids? Where you have gas and electric in the same car?
Well, I understand, but if you're talking about, well, maybe. Maybe. I mean, can we change the spark plugs, the air filter? Can we change the fluids? Can we fully diagnose the computer system of a hybrid that switches between gas and electric on the fly? No. No. So what this, Bert, what, I can't believe it. What this means the end of the shade tree mechanic, the end of seeing those guys like you used to see in the 1960s and the 70s on the weekends on Saturday, you know, with their two legs sticking out from underneath the vehicle because they were working on the underneath, or you'd see the legs and the rear end hanging out from under the hood. That's over.
Yeah, well, Vince, that was already starting to happen with the era of computerization where you have chips everywhere that it was those guys had a hard time diagnosing what's going on in the car when it's really the first thing you do now on a car. You know this. You plug in you pull a cap off under the dashboard and plug in the electronic diagnosis, and you get a bunch of readings.
Yeah, we have that equipment. We have that.
Yeah.
We have the relatively inexpensive, real fast diagnosis machine. We've got the middle grade, and we have the one that costs $1,000. The one we need is like $5,000, but we're not getting it. We're not getting it because you need them every couple of years. You have to keep replacing them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, rankings are keep increasing. You know, generally every day they're getting higher and higher and higher. And I think that's because our students want to know more and more. And I think we're the only ones doing this. So, class, I have a request very simply. Can you send me an email, please? Is there a better broadcast on the radio, overall better, more concise, more accurate, more hard-hitting, more correct, more on the front lines of what's happening? Is there a better broadcast than USA Prepares? I really want to know. If you think we are, please tell me. If you think we're not, please tell me who the other guys are. Instructor@usaprepares.com. Please. I'd really like to know. Are we on target? Are we wasting our time? Are we? I believe your instructors, I'm not including myself, I'm including your instructors, I think they are the best in the business, period. But I'd like to know what you think. Please send me an email, instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com. Can you do it today, please? Thank you so much. Bert, back to you.
And, you know, Vince, sometimes, though, the news does get overwhelming. Even what we're learning on USA Prepares in class, and you know what I like to do? I put on some John Coltrane and just relax and chill out. Great, probably greatest jazz musician ever. Vince, climate startup. So I found this. I thought this was Babylon Bee, but it's for real. Company called Make Sunsets. What they do is they release chemicals into the stratosphere to geoengineer the climate. And somehow, Vince, they've actually been doing this. They've been releasing it from Mexico, so they're going across the border where presumably they're doing this because they're not going to get in trouble in Mexico, hard to believe. And they've been releasing climate change chemicals to study the effects on the atmosphere. And, of course, the wind, you know, they're doing it in Baja, Mexico. That wind blows predominantly eastward, so it's blowing into Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, as well as all of Mexico and Central America. So they've been launching balloons that release these chemicals in Baja, California. Company's name, again, is Make Sunsets. They're funded by a bunch of venture capital firms. And a lot lot of people are questioning who gave him approval to do this. In fact, who is in charge? I would presume in Mexico, the Mexican government's in charge, but these are winds that are blowing it into the United States. Now, is it dangerous? Well, I think we don't know, and a lot of scientists are saying it was done prematurely, and one scientist says it just evokes a lot of bad parallels between things that have happened in the past where we've messed up the atmosphere or we've messed up the ocean, and I'm not sure what's going to happen, but reading a review from MIT Technology, and it looks like the administration is developing a plan to guide how scientists would proceed. I don't know, Vince, is that going to take 10 years to do that plan? Meanwhile, they're releasing this right now in Baja, Mexico, so kind of scary to know they're doing this. They're saying it's only 10 grams of sulfur per flight, but I don't know. I mean, can we even believe what, I mean, it sounds like this is just a very small company, so who knows what kind of controls they even have.
Is that my cue?
Yeah.
That's my cue?
Yeah.
Bert, the company, you're correct, it's Make Sunsets. They are incorporated. They incorporated in October. They released in, I believe, April. And they are releasing sulfur dioxide, which is it's a toxin. It's poisonous to plants. It's poisonous to animals. And it's poisonous to humans. I'm trying to think what else there could be. What, other than plants, wildlife, animals, and humans, what else is there that we'd be concerned about it being toxic to? I mean, we could say the earth, but if we kill off the plants, animals, wildlife, and humans, there's nothing to be worried about because we'll all be dead. These guys are messing with Mother Nature. They are working with absolute poison. They're releasing it into the atmosphere. Make sunsets. And here's what comes to my mind. I'm not advocating this. Don't believe a word you hear on any radio, any media, any internet. Don't believe a word of anything until you research it. But what comes to my mind is skeet. Skeet. That's what comes to my mind. Look it up, class. And Herman, I can't do it. I cannot detach. Everything I read is infuriating because my world, which is your world, is being destroyed on our watch. Bert, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.